Rami says, Kala Kamoshi. You're not allowed to lie. You have to say exactly what she is. So Rav Tosfos speaks out, if she's not such a good one, Yishtakul, just keep quiet. Don't give a shvach. But you have to say the way she is. If she's nice, nice, you have to say the truth. Oh, they still loimrim, no. Kala Nova Chasuda. No matter what type of a kala she is, you're supposed to say she's beautiful, she's nice, the best of the best. Rashi, chutzah chesed mashach leah. She's mamish, looks delicious. She's a chesed there, chutzah chesed. She's geshmak, supposed to say in front of the chosim. Even though she doesn't look so nice, still you're supposed to be mashabecha. For the Gemara, omolem beisham le beisilul. So beisham is back to beisilul. Haresh oisach geris. What's going to be if she's a lame, a hunchback? Oisuma, real she's blind. How can you say kala no bechasuda if she's blind? That's a mum. How could you say nice things? How could you say she's beautiful? She's perfect. Like, how could you say that? But the Torah says, you're not allowed to lie. You have to go away from a lie. So they show me, how can you lie? They still answer back to the Shammai. The Devrechim, according to you, Mi shalokach mekach ram in ashuk. Let's say somebody bought something, and he got a lemon. He brought it home ready, he bought a car, and the car's a lemon. Yishabchu b'yeinov or yignenov b'yeinov. Now that he bought it already, it's over, it's too late. What are you supposed to tell him? Are you supposed to tell him you got a lemon, terrible? Or are you supposed to tell him you got a good thing? Have Yoyma Be'sil says the story is, yishabchenov b'yeinov. You should tell him it's good already. Like, don't make fights. You have nothing to gain anymore. If he could give it back, tell him the truth. But if not, he bought it already, Yishabcheh v'yenov, Niva Shabechim, tell him it's nice. And Mikanam of Mir, we said, Mikanam of Chomin, Yerlam te daito shalodim urevis and abrius. A person is supposed to act nice and try and have friends and be nice for people. In other words, always try and make the other person feel happy. The kids that are the Ritva explained, this is the side of Darke Sholem. To make peace, sometimes you're allowed to lie. The side of a lie means, really, Shekah means what Hashem doesn't want you to do. Emes means what Hashem wants you to do. That's called the truth. Moshe by Yaakov Avinu. By Yaakov Avinu, his midah was Emes. And if you want to know anybody that lied the most in the Torah is Yaakov Avinu. The most lies we find is by Yaakov. He said on the Esav, he lied, he's Esav. On the Esav Bechorcha, he wasn't the Bechor. So the pshat is, a real checker means what Hashem doesn't want. And real Emes means what Hashem does want. And by Yaakov, even though it looks to us like checker, but Hashem wants him to do it, that's called Emes. So Mishem Darkei Sholem, Hashem wants us to have Sholem. Benodem Lechaveroi, Benoi Benish Lishtoi, sometimes you're allowed to lie. So therefore, you know, that's Beisil Shita. Still holds, in order to make the Chosim feel happy about his Kala, or if a guy bought something, even though it's a lemon, but you're supposed to make him feel happy, as Midas of Sholem, you're allowed to lie and tell him it's good. Who are then by Hilchos Rechilus is brought down, certain times you're allowed to lie. The guy says, ask you, that's to say, I just saw you talking to my friend, and I know he told you about me. I wonder what he told you about me. So even though the guy told you bad things about him, you're allowed to lie and said he said good things about you. To make shalom, to make peace, sometimes you're allowed to lie. All right, you have to know how far to go with it. But that's the side here, though. The Basila says, I'll stark his shalom, you're allowed to lie. But Yosef Abdimi Yamahochi Moshe Kainei Kalsa Marova. When you used to have a kala in Eretz Yisrael, you used to sing in front of her like this. Like kochol, she doesn't need eye makeup. Like sorg, she doesn't need powder. Like pirchois, she doesn't need other things she doesn't need. V'yalaschein, still she looks beautiful. In other words, used to meshabecha. She doesn't need makeup, even without the makeup, still she's yalaschein. Alright, we'll stop here. He holding up Yudzayin Amar Aleph, five lines down. Verse says now, Kiyosa Rav Dimi, Amar Hocha. When Rav Dimi came, he said over that, Hochi Moshri, Moshru Kame Kalosa Marova. And Eretz Yisrael, when they had a Kala, this is the way they used to sing in front of her. That, like, Kochol, she doesn't need any paint, any makeup, like, Vlei Sorek, no powder, Vlei Pirchus. She doesn't have to, like, rest just clear sayer. She doesn't have to braid her hair. V'yalas Chayn, still she's very gracious. In other words, even without the makeup, still she's Yalaschein. That's what they sang in front of the Kala. Again, this part of the mitzvah we spoke out of being a Samech Techosin.
The way you mesamech the chosn is by singing nice things, saying nice things about his kala, that makes him feel good. Now we go to smicha. Ki samchu rabbon le Rav Zeira. When the rabbonim gave smicha to Rav Zeira, shor lehoche, they sang like this. Same thing, like he doesn't need makeup, a paint, or he doesn't need powder, or he doesn't have to braid his hair. For Yalaschein, still it's Yalaschein, Yeschein. It's like a kash, like what do you have to do it here? Like this, by Kalo, we say his name, Sameach, the Chosin, make him feel good. So you have to say nice things about his Kalo. A Rabbonin got Smicha, what do you have to sing for? So I'm going to say also a thing to sing to make him feel happy. They just got something very special. He got smicha. It's a big thing. So I used to sing to make him feel good. When the Rabboni gave smicha to Rabami and to Rabasi, this is the way they sang in front of him. That kol min dein, the kol min dein smuchu. People like these deserve to get smicha. Smicha lanu. These type of people we should give smicha to. We should not give smicha. We should not give loymin samisin. Not to people like samisin. Rashi says misarsin halachas behepach tameim. They say just the opposite. They say the wrong svaras. They say the wrong reasoning for the halachas. Those people should not get smicha. In other words, they mean to say that these rabbonim are not that way. For loymin samitin. Rashi says losin samatutin. Also some people that don't understand the right pshat. The Yarmulon, some say, Loimin Chamisin, Loimin Termisin. That means not people that only understand what she says, Chamisha Satam. Chamisin means they only understand one fifth of the reasoning. Or else Loimin Termisin, they only understand like one third of the Pshat. It's interesting. On the side here, Oruch learns Pshat, he says, the Lashon Oruch. The Oruch Chomus means Chamisin, Sheshainim, Chumsha Shamasechta. Someone don't learn one fifth of the Masechta. That's called that people don't deserve to get smicha. Rabbi Avua ki evi osim mesifta levei kesa. When Rabbi Avua used to leave his yeshiva and he went to the government, to the vekesa, to the king, is nafka mosa the vekesa. So the maid of the vekesa used to come out liyape in front of Rabbi Avua. Omashra lehochi, she would sing in front of him like this. She would say, Rabbi the Yomei, you're a great person of your nation. Rashi Nosiv Yamoi, you're like the president of your nation. Or Medavrino the Yumsei. And Rashi says, you're a manik, you're the leader of Klal Yisrael. Boitzina the Nehura, like your face is shining from light. And Rashi says later means, I'll show you Klaste Ponov, Mavik. His face used to shine. So you should say, like, I see a light shining out of your face. Is Borech Mesech L'Sholem. She gave him a bracha that Rashi says, B'yach L'Sholem. You should go in peace. But before she want to say means the bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she like thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave such big Tavid HaChamim. Omer Olav Rav Yehuda Bar Iloi. They said about Rav Yehuda Bar Iloi, Shoyenoito Bad Shal Hadas, used to take a branch of a Hadas from a Hadas tree, and Umaraka Nathan HaKalo, who went to a Chasna, used to dance in front of the Kalo, holding a branch of Hadasim. They smell nice, they're like nice, as if to say, it's something nice for the Kalo. For younger, and he would say, Kala no, the chasuda is a nice kala. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, Merake dat losa. When he danced in front of the kala, he didn't just take one hadas, but it took three of them. Rashi says, we used to like juggle with them. At losa, Rashi says, Sholosh badin, three stalks like, Zerik echad, he threw up one, and the kabalachas and caught one. So that's the way he used to dance in front of the kala. Since he went all out, to be mechsameach the chosn and kala. So Amar Rav Zeira said, "Komach seflon saba," like this old person is embarrassing us. Like Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok was a big Talmud Chacham. So Rav Zeira thought it wasn't a fik chvaydoi. It wasn't something nice for a big old Talmud Chacham like Rav Shmuel to dance and juggle in front of a kala. So he said back, he's embarrassing us. So Rashi learns, "Komach seflon saba" means shemizalzo bechvoy tamid chachamim. He's being mezalzel in the covert of a Talmud Chacham. V'noye kalas rosh b'yatzman. He's doing something like a normal person does. It doesn't fit. It's not fit for Talmud Chacham to do it. So here's the klal. There's a locha that you have to give covered for the Torah. So Talmud Chacham shouldn't do this. So Chorab Zera thought it was wrong for him to do this. Even though B'yemesin is doing a mitzvah, he's being a sameach achosn v'kalo, but still by says he thought he's going too far. He didn't have to juggle there. Like the first man, the Yomah, that just took one hadas, that was alright. But he that he took three and was juggling there, that he thought he was going too far, too much. He thought he wasn't doing the right thing. But what happened to the Meister was, ki nach nafshei, when this Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok was nifter when he died, is ifstik amudu denura, the mamish was a light, a fire that came out between bein didei lukuliyama. That there was a separation of fire that separated him, this Meister, this nifter, and the rest of the world. And that's a tremendous chus that shows that he was a great tzaddik. Well, Gemiri, we know, we learned that the ifstik amudu denura, something like this, that a fire should come down to separate him from the rest of the world, only happens ele'ila chad bedora, ele trei bedora. Either to one or two people in the door, it only happens to gedolei hador. So the kids of this was a simin that Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok was a big tzaddik, he was a big god lador. So therefore, Omer Rav Zeira now said that the ahan yelei shutisil asaba. Rav Zeira saw now, he said the wrong thing. That really what Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok did was the right thing. When he went to Mesameach the Chosn and the Kala and danced even like that, he did the right thing. That's Loshen of Ahan Yilei Shutisil Asaba. His Shutis, Rashi says, the Pshat is Shreit Shel Hadas, Shem Rakit Boy. The fact that he used to dance with his Adasim in front of the Kala, that's what helped him, that he was Zecha, to have this special fire that came and divided him and the rest of the world. For Yarmilo and some say, Shtusei. Shtusei means Pashid, to Kesheita. But he acted in front of the Kala like a Shaita. He didn't act so much that he wasn't a Bagaiva. He went to dance in front of the Kala like a Shaita. That's what gave him this big schus. The Yarmilo and some say, Shitse Lesaba. It's all the same shot. Shitse means, Rashi says, means, Shitose Manhagai. The way his Shita, the way he acted, his meaning, the way he acted, that caused him to be Zeichet or such a thing. So Tay speaks out like, how did Rav Zeira know it was Taka the fact that he danced in front of the Kala that caused him to have these big schusen? Maybe something else caused it. So the third place it says, like, Yeshloima, the Omo Denura Hoye Kane shifted the Hadas. This fire that came down to separate him and the rest of the world looked like a Hadas. Because the Armin of a Gracious Rabbi, that's what the Medrash says. That Nochas shifted the Nura, the Yisavid Kane shifted the Hadas. That what happened was, when this Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok was niftar, the fire that came down also looked like a hadas, like a myrtle bush. So therefore, Rav Zeira now knew that it was b'schus, that he danced in front of the Kala like a shaitan, that he was zecha to be such a big tzaddik. So kitzur, when you are doing a mitzvah, there's no klal l'chura v'inay kovet. Just like it's brought down on Erev Shabbos, the Gemara says, a person is supposed to do things for kovet Shabbos, and not think I have maids, let them do everything. And the more brings down Meisim, a big Tanoim, also, one used to get the water, one used to get the wood for the fire, one used to get the fish himself. Kiss, when you go to do mitzvahs, there's not a thing, you have to be noy, cover biatzmoy. If you're doing a mitzvah, then it's alright. Here also, the dance in front of the kal is a mitzvah, so you have the smutter even to do these things. Right, the Ravacha, when Ravacha went to Chasano, Markiv lo akseifa, he put the kal on his back, on his shoulders, Omarakan, and he danced with the Kala on his shoulders. So Amulei Rabbonin said back to Rabacha, Anan Mal Lemevet Hochi, what about us? Can we also do this? Are we allowed to pick up the Kala and dance with her? So Amulei, he answered back like this, Idam Yen Alaycho Kikshuro Lechaya, if she is to you like a piece of wood, then it's mutter. In other words, Rabacha, his madregi, had no hihurim. He didn't think about her as a girl. He only thought he's doing a mitzvah. So for him it's mutter. But if you're not at that madrega, normal person, when he picks up a kala, he thinks about the kala, then about it's also. Rashi says, Barakid layak seifo, es a kala, kikshura kikura v'yalmo, sheinate maharim oleho. If you don't think about her that she's a girl, you just think she's like a piece of wood, if it doesn't have any hear or any effect upon you, then it's mutter. But if not, you're not allowed to pick her up. V'loy loy, but if you're a normal being that you do think about her, then you know how to pick her up. Omer Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Rav Yenison, Mutter l'staka b'fnei kala kol shiva. You're allowed to look, stare in the face of the kala, the bride, all 7 days of the Sheva Brochus. For what purpose? Kedei l'chava v'o abayla, in order to make her look nice in front of her husband. L'chava v'o abayla, in order to make her husband love her. In other words, it's like we learned before, of Ketzer Marakta L'Veya Kala, you're supposed to dance and say nice things in front of the Kala, all to make the husband come to like her. So here also, he held a smut at the steer with her for 7 days. And the Gemara says, though you should know, for less tukos a kavose, but we don't pass like that. Still, it's also to be mistakel. The mistakel means you steer at her. To steer at a kala, the girl, you're not supposed to steer at her. So even though you need to do it the shei mitzvah, but I call upon him, you're not supposed to do this, that's not the right way. Turn a rabbonin. Ma'avirin es hameis b'fnei kala. He has two things going on, that they're walking the kala now to the chuppah, Rachmanis on the other street, there's a mace, they're making the mace levaya, and both of them have to go down the same street. Who has preference? Who comes first? Like, which is more of a covet? A kala comes first. When it takes the kala down to the chuppah, she comes first, you give her more covet than you give to the mace. Rashi says, Marvirin means, Kishakala yoitse mi beisa via le beis chasnusa. When the kala is going to a chasana, the noise mace yoitse, and also the Rachmanis people carrying a mace, making a levaya. Or vizu vizu al luchsen. Both of them have a large amount of people. The ein roitzim l'saref, they can't go down the same street, is mavirin as a mace, derech acheris. They're supposed to take the mace down a different street, and let the kala go first. Let the kala go down the street. Vayisayis as kovet kala comes before a kovet mace. And some akronim say, l'alocha like that, nafkamino, if you have a kupa shel tzedaka, shalom, what do you use the money for? If you have a chnosas kala going on, and you have a soyas hameis, which one is more important? Here it's mashma, chnosas kala is more important. V'zeh mifnei, mifnei melech Yisrael. But if it's a question about giving cover to a king, then both of them have to go aside and let the king go first. The cover on melech, that's more important. But omrolov al agrifas hamelech. They said about agrifas hamelech, that she'ovar mifnei kala. Like it happened once with him, that he was tackled walking down the street, and he let the kala go in front of him. V'shabchul chachomim, and the chom gave him a shvach, mashmi did something nice. So chur the kasher for the Gemara, shabchul mechlal the shapur of it. If they gave him a shvach, they praised him, mashma the king did something good. I've omer Rav Ashi says, that afil olaman diyoma, nosi shemochla kvoy di mochol, even if you want to say a nosi like the president. If he wants to be Meichel HaKvoid, to give up his respect. He has the right to be Meichel, give up his respect. But Allah is Melech, Shemochel HaKvoidoi, Ein Kvoidei Mochel. A king, a Melech Yisrael, is not allowed to be Meichel HaKvoidoi. Even if he tells people, you don't have to respect me, so what? There's still a chiyus to respect him. The Yom HaMarkos, we learned, it says in the Posik, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech. You always have to have a king over you. Put a king upon you. That means, that the fear of the king should always be upon you at all times, and the king himself doesn't have a right to take away his covet. But Vayis says that's the pshat of a king. The pshat from a king is that people have respect for him. If the king is meichel, takes off his respect, he's not called the king then. And it says same tosim lechem melech. He always has, when he's appointed for king, he has to be a king the whole time. So Hur Agrifas HaMelech did something wrong here. He was not allowed to let the kala go first. How come Shabchu Chachomim? Gemara says, Pashas Terochim Avoy. Here it wasn't the case that he mamish let her go first. It was in an intersection on a highway. So it wasn't Nikar, it didn't look so much as if he let her go in front, but rather it looked as if he's making a right turn, and he let her go down the street. So Rashi, Yisrael Tosan Lech Melech, Yisrael Huzaru, Shiyasim Alein, Shiyama Sima Tarbi. Should have a lot of kings. What does that mean, claim? What do you mean, appoint a lot of kings? You have to have the fear of the king always upon you. You can't be Michael as covet. So how could the king let the kala go in front of him? The Torah says here was Proshas Rocham Avoy. It's not Nika that the king let the kala go in front of him. It looked like he had to make a right turn. The kids, he did it in a thing that's not Nika so much, he's letting her go, then it's Mutter. But in a place where it's a question of both going down the same street, who goes first? Habad al-Lachri, the Melech, has to go first. It's not covered. Tana Rabban. Mevatlin Talmud Torah Leitzoya Sameis. You're allowed to stop learning in order to go to Leitzoya Sameis. If they're making a Levi, they're taking the mace out of his house to bury him, you're allowed to stop learning to go to this mitzvah voice of it. If you're there at the time when it's taking the kala out of a house to the chuppah, you're also allowed to stop learning and go to do this mitzvah. Is Omru Olav Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi? They said about Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, Shoyim Avato Talmatur Latresameis, Ulachnosis Kala, that he also used to stop learning and he went to do these two mitzvahs. So some Rishonim learn, it's only Rishus. Means if you want to stop learning, you have a right to stop learning. But not that you have a chiyuv to. Because really they ask the question, like, what's the chiddush of this mitzvah over any other mitzvah? The klal is, any mitzvah that you have to do, you have no heter to learn. If the mitzvah comes, you have to do it. The loch is, you have to stop learning to do mitzvahs. That's the klal by your mitzvahs. We don't have a loch of Isaac, but Torah is potter in the mitzvahs. That's the one mitzvah you're not potter from. Because the Torah wants you to do mitzvahs. You can't say the similar Torah whole day and not do mitzvahs. You have to do mitzvahs. So Chur B'Klal, what's the chiddush here that if you're learning, you have to stop for Achnasas Kala and for Avoyas Hamayit? Some want to say these mitzvahs are not really special mitzvahs. They're B'Klal, the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasodim. They need to be Goyim Chasodim to a Meis and to a Kala. So if Shal for Gemilas Chasodim and Echnaim, that's not a mitzvah, you have a Chiyuv that's like to say, there's mana, I have to do it right now. And Lamosho, somebody is learning, he doesn't have to stop learning to go do chesed for somebody else. You don't have to stop now and go outside the street and look for somebody to do chesed with. Right now you're learning, you have a right to learn. If a mitzvah comes that you have to do, then you have to stop learning. So really it's a chiddush that you have to stop learning for these two mitzvahs. So Mashu Pshat is, these are very, very important mitzvahs, so there is a new chiddush that you're supposed to stop. That's not like it. Some you shouldn't learn, it just means you have a right to stop. But not that you're mechuyev to stop. And it's good, what the Gemara brings down a Maisa, that even if Yehuda Rabbi Loi, he also used to stop learning in order to go to Apsoyas and Ace with Achnosas Kala. Yeah. Also, Achnosas Kala doesn't stand mean, or here it means Mamish if you see the way they take the Kala to the Chuppah. So our cases, when we go to Chastas, we don't see that. I mean, you have to first go to the hall. So usually the klal is, if you're Shiva Bacham, if you're learning, that if it's a Mamish, you're going to be Mestamech, Hassam Kala, if you're going to be Mestamech, then you have a Heter. But otherwise, I mean, if you're not going to Masamech them, it's time to invite if somebody wants to sit in yeshiva and learn yeshiva bacha, he's welcome to stay in yeshiva. The klal is usually not telling any chassid you can invite them, you should go to. Like this chiv you don't have. This chiv here is if you see them taking the kallah outside, you're outside in the street, and you see them walking the kallah to the chuppah, you have to stop learning to go there. But the net of Amurim, when do we say this for Levaya, you should stop learning Kishen Imai Kol Sarkri. When they don't have enough people by the Levaya, when they need you, then you should stop learning, go to Levaya. Avuyesh Imai Kol Sarkri, but they have enough people by the Levaya, Ein Mevatlin. Then don't stop learning, like I said before. There's only a mitzvah, really, Gemilas Chasodim. So Klal is, when you're learning, you're not mechuyev right now to do Gemilas Chasodim. So special Inyan, Als Kovar Ameis, so if they have enough people without you, after your Inyan, you can still learn. You don't have to stop. Oh, we'll soon see. We'll soon see. The Gemara of the Kama called Sorki, what school he has enough? Come on, we never have this. Amar Shmuel Barini Mishmei Derav. Tracer Alfe Gavri. You have to have 12,000 men. Veshiser Alfe Shapure. And 6,000 people like blow shofars, like make announcements there. And the kids, you have to have 18,000 people. The Yarmulan, some say no. Tracer Alfe Gavri, 12,000. Only now you from these 12,000 should be Shis Alfe Shapuri. 6,000 I could, Rashi says, like Machriz and Olav, Shivay Lechvede. There should be 6,000 people that announce, make an announcement, that's another 6,000 there. Ula, Ma'ula said no, to go in the Chaitzi Gavri, you have a line of people, Me'avula V'yatzichra, from one city to another city. That's how many people you have to have by Levaya. Rasheshes V'teimer, Rav Yechonon Omar, Nitilosa K'nitinosa. When they take away a person, it should be the same amount of people the way it was when they gave the Torah. The Rashi, Nitilosa Shel Torah Mimenu, K'nitinosa V'sinai. Nitilosa, Rashi says, Hainu Kishenes, V'tamune Botol. When Talmud Chochem dies like, it's like we're taking away a Sefer Torah. So the same way you take away the Torah, it should be the same way when the Torah was given. That man is in us, just like when Hashem gave the Torah by Hasinai. Veshishim Rebuyei, 600,000 Yidin, is Afnu Tilosa Veshishim Rebuyei. The same thing, when a Talmud Chacham is Niftar, the Fikvoide should be 600,000 people. Tahani Midu, when do we say this? Laman de Kori V'Toni. This is somebody that learned. Kori means he learned Mikra, and Toni he learned Mishnayis. The people that learned, then you're supposed to have this amount of people.